It's fun to be inquisitive. Be nosy. Stick to your passion. Find out more for yourself. Quest is fun. Join me, Tristan Pang, on a journey of inspiration. Welcome to Youth Voices.
Hello everyone, welcome to Youth Voices Blockhouse Bay Intermediate School Class 12 Special Edition. After Blockhouse Bay Year 7, Felix Liu heard my radio interview with my featured guest Nick Evans. Felix invited me to speak at the school. We have been in contact through emails for a few months, and I feel that Felix is a very smart, sincere and humble boy. From his enthusiasm and his organisation skills so far, I can see that he is a very special and talented person. Instead of going to a school to share my experiences, I invited him and his classmate, Parin Shah, to my show. This time they are the radio host and I am their feature guest. I really like Felix and Parin. They are so friendly and they are both keen learners. They know what they are doing and what they want to achieve in life. They will do great and go far. Today's special edition is dedicated to the Blockhouse Bay Class 12 students and their class teacher, Miss Dempster, and also to Felix's dog, Lucky, and Parin's goldfish, Chocolate. So, here we go, New Zealand's youngest radio hosts, Felix and Parin.
Hello everyone,
welcome to Youth Voices.
On Planet FM 104.6.
This is your host Felix Liu.
And Parin.
In today's show, we talk to Tristan Pang. He is 16 years old right now.
Let's talk.
The designation of being the youngest has been a feature of Tristan Pang's life to date, and one that sits comfortably with him.
At the age of 11, he was the world's youngest TED Talk speaker, doing an 8-minute full speech on stage. Since then, he has been invited locally and internationally to speak, including the World Science Festival in Australia, Book Festival in United Arab Emirates, and Festival of Education in Auckland.
Tristan earned a place at the University of Auckland by the age of 12, while still was a year 8 student at Ficino School. At 14, he was awarded the Mensa International Scholarship and the UOA Summer Research Scholarship. In the following year, he was awarded the Mensa New Zealand Scholarship and was offered a paid job as a researcher at the university's photon factory. He is now president of the University of Auckland Maths Club and is also a teaching assistant at the maths department.
He has graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in maths and physics this year at a mere age of 16. Tristan aims to complete his PhD by 21. Afterwards, he intends to remain in the academia to teach and continue his research. Once again, the youngest University of Auckland student ever to achieve all these.
Tristan is also the creator of Tristan's Learning Hub, an online teaching resource for all ages, producer and broadcaster for the radio program Youth Voices, and founder and webmaster of several community websites.
Discovering, contributing, and sharing are Tristan's lifelong goals. He aspires to make a difference in the world.
Well, today Tristan joins us in the studio. Can we welcome him?
Hi, Felix and Parin. It's great to be here today.
Well, let's ask you some questions. You're so intelligent and humble. Why have you not decided to go to Oxford Uni, Cambridge or Harvard?
Because I am in Auckland. I don't really feel like going overseas and anything. I actually moved to New Zealand when I was 4 with my parents and everything. And yeah, I guess that's why I decided to stay in Auckland for my undergraduate degree, at least, at the University of Auckland.
Oh, thank you.
Since you were born in United Kingdom, why didn't you take your education there?
Yeah, I was born in England, but I moved here when I was very young. My parents' kind of family were here, both my mum's side and my dad's side was in Australia. And I do actually aim to go back to the UK to do some study in the future. I would like to do my PhD somewhere, maybe in Oxford or Cambridge, because it's kind of a practice in the academia and university that you do your kind of undergrad somewhere and then your postgrad somewhere else. So kind of an overseas experience so that you get a taste of what it's like overseas. You get to know more people and it's also a good experience.
Thank you. Well, how did you learn at such a swift pace?
Well, I guess it's just that I was always curious about the world around me. I was always passionate about kind of seeing patterns everywhere and also learning about these. So if you know about the Fibonacci sequence that goes 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, right? That appears quite a lot in nature, actually, in flowers, that sort of stuff. And it's always great to kind of see these patterns everywhere. And I've always had just a passion for learning, and that's how I
kind of started accelerating, I also had lots of books around me, which made me be able to read these books and also to learn the content in these books at a young age.
Have you got any advice for us to be successful as we move on in life?
Oh, definitely. So I guess the main thing currently is for us when we're quite young is academic success. So excelling in the academia, excelling at school, at university. And the best way to do this is kind of, there's a couple of things. One thing is to plan your time well. So now it's coming to the summer holidays, right? So we have to be able to plan what we want to do during the summer or what we want to do during a year. Otherwise, we get carried away and end up doing nothing. So planning your time is very crucial to this. And sometimes what I do is kind of during the exam period, plan what I do every day. So I know what to study, how much I need to study, what I need to do. And that way I know that I'll be prepared for the exam instead of cramming everything one night before, which I know some people do, and it's very unfortunate. Another thing is to kind of be more curious, to read around your subject, not just read that single thing that you're given. So what I do normally is, if I was assigned a topic, say, I don't know, let's stick with a math topic, kind of trigonometry, triangles, that sort of stuff, I'll read up on the actual proofs about why this is actually true, read out about some geometry in general, kind of Euclidean geometry, how points on a 2D space, kind of a grid works and that sort of stuff. And yeah, it's just always great to know how this one topic relates to every other topic you've done, because everything's related somehow. And this kind of brings me on to my third point, which is kind of how I learned is, instead of I didn't really follow year levels. I didn't know they existed, for one thing. And another thing, I kind of found that learning a topic at a time is better than learning a little bit of a topic each year. So at school, we learn one topic of one thing and then another topic of another thing. Kind of, if we say that one topic is a book, we read one chapter of the book every year, and then the next year we move up a little, read the chapter of all 10 books and then keep going. But how I like to do it is to read the whole book in one go, so I learn about that topic all in one go, so I can see how it relates to itself instead of forgetting everything the next year and having to relearn everything, which is actually one of the, I guess a lot of people have to do this at schools, that they have to relearn the whole thing after a long summer holiday because they forget everything, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. Let's hope some people can use those skills to be successful like you. So, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, currently I want to remain in the academia to teach and do my research. So, knowledge with other people, so hence the teaching part, becoming a professor, and also I really like my research, which what I'm really passionate about now is algebraic geometry, kind of relating algebra and geometry together at a basic level. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Have you ever wanted to start your own company?
Well, it depends what type of company we're talking about. So I've never actually thought about starting a commercial company, a for-profit company, but I want to start kind of a charity type thing, a trust to be able to help people in less advantaged situations. So kind of solve the poverty cycle with education and also being able to help these children in kind of the more less economically developed places and also kind of the less wealthy places, to let them be able to have the education everyone should deserve.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Well, let's hope that does happen. So, are the dreams you had as a child any different from the dreams you have now?
Well, funnily enough, the first career I actually wanted to do was to be a rubbish bin driver. So, when I was very young, actually kind of like even before one, my mum used to carry me outside at, on rubbish bin day. And the rubbish guy would wave at us, and my mum would wave back, and I was there, and I watched the whole transaction. And I was kind of interested, and I liked how the rubbish truck was moving, how it was cool, all the mechanisms and stuff, and I also liked how friendly the rubbish bin guy was. So that was my actual first kind of dream job. But now things have changed a bit, and I'm really into academic stuff, so hence why I now want to become a professor and remain in the academia.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, that shows the difference between a child and a teenager. Yep.
What is one thing that you would do differently from your childhood?
Well, I'm not quite sure about this one. I've I just feel like everything worked as it should have in my case, at least from my point of view where I am now. It might change when I grow up, and when I'm a bit older, I look back and kind of reflect on what I've done and think about something that should have changed. But at this current time, I can't really... Well, I guess I just haven't looked back enough. I haven't reflected too much about my childhood, and yeah, I'm not quite sure about that one now.
Well, thanks for sharing. Do you know any other languages other than English?
Well, my first language is English. My parents were born in Hong Kong, so I know Cantonese. I can speak that, but I can't read or write that. And at school, I learned Sanskrit, which is kind of quite an old language, comes from kind of the India area. And yeah, we learned how to kind of, at school, how to read basic Sanskrit as well as speak it, but not fluently. It exposes us to a different type of language. And also, kind of, it's a beautiful language in itself because it sounds very good and, yeah, it's got a long history.
Well, thanks for sharing all this information. You know, one day, like, maybe all of us, our classmates, we hope to be successful like you and we hope to be as intelligent as you. So,
yep, thank you for that.
Thank you for having me here, and I'm sure you all will be able to be successful. You all will be able to do what you want to do. Yeah, it just takes hard work, and I'm sure you both are able to do it. You both have that kind of drive to be able to achieve your goals. Yep, thanks for having me.
Thank you too.
And yeah, thank you, Felix and Paran. I will definitely invite them to my show again later. Do you hear the sleigh bells ringing? Let's play Paran's favourite Christmas song to take us to Christmas. Hope everyone can take some time to relax, slow down, and share your love and care with others during this festive season. Merry Christmas, and talk to you next year.
Bye. Have a good day.
The bells are about to ring. They make our spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bride was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank, and we got upset. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Join me again for another exciting program next month on the first Wednesday at 2:10 p.m. or listen anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/youthvoices or listen to the archive on my website www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. Youth Voices.